singer, songwriter, author, lecturer, and activist Judy Collins with her longtime well-known friend, multi-instrumentalist composer Stephen Stills, join forces on the stage September 30th at 7 p.m. at the Arkley Center for Performing Arts in Eureka. This woman is truly an example of a life well-lived. Joys and sorrows shine from her truly luminescent voice and presence. KHSU welcomes an amazing woman to the airwaves. I'm Danielle Orr. Welcome to KHSU, Judy Collins.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be coming to Eureka. It's beautiful there.
We're looking forward to having you. And in preparing to speak with you, I learned so much about you. You're a musical mentor, a painter, a filmmaker, a record label head. Would you like to say something about being a musical mentor, since you are trying to foster music for maybe the next generation?
It's a kind of a natural thing, because I run into wonderful artists and who are coming up, and I think there's a bond between within the arts from artists who are doing similar work, and I think it feels very good to be the godmother of a lot of these younger people.
A shining example. And what is the music scene like? Are people performing live? Do they want to record albums? How do you encourage them?
Oh, it's multiple. I've worked with other artists. A young artist named Ari Hess that I made an album with last year that was nominated for a Grammy. We do a lot of songwriting together. And partially because I've always taken on the work of unknown artists, starting remarkably with Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell and many, many artists in the early years who somehow found me, or their material found me. Even Sondheim. I mean, when I recorded Sondheim, he was basically known in the theater world, and I put him on the charts, as they say, which was very helpful in exposing his work. So I think it's a natural outlet of what I do.
And what kind of paintings do you like to paint?
Oh, I'm not really a painter. I like to do watercolors, and I like to do them when I'm on vacation, and I'm seldom on vacation.
Where do you go when you're on vacation?
Well, I, as I say, I'm very seldom on vacation right now, so mostly it's work and singing and music and writing and playing and performing with Stephen Stills, which is wonderful. It's a vacation from other things,
right,
if you know what I mean.
Right. In your free time, what do you like to do? Maybe just relax.
I work.
Work all the time.
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Stephen Stills is so amazing. What a great duo. You have known each other a long time, and maybe you could tell the listeners something special about being on stage with him.
Well, it's such a privilege to be there and listen to him play. You know, he is one of the great guitar players of the world, actually, and also he's a hell of a writer. His songwriting is so superior, and I actually managed to squeeze in one of my own new songs on the show, which is called The River of Gold, and I was so honored that he said, yeah, I like it, let's sing it. And that's high praise from somebody who's written as many songs as he has, including Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, which we get to sing together on stage.
That is going to be amazing.
Really, dream come true.
Yeah, really. And what is it like to be part of, you know, a group of people that have shaped really, truly an era?
Well, we were born at the right time and into a very, let's say, artistically challenging time, and also politically challenging time. Socially challenging, and everything was kind of changing from the 50s into the 60s, and all of us who sang and played guitars were, I think, very much a part of something that was revolutionary, certainly in the arts and socially. What we were writing about was remarkable. So I think the time was right, and the talent was really right. I didn't write at first, not until 1967, and then I started to make my own contribution as a songwriter as well. But I was around a lot of great writers, and I got to pick and choose what to sing. I still do.
Yeah, I mean, really, the group of people that you got to work with is, I mean, the likes of so many will be forever in the annals, I think, of music, like Bach or Mozart. I mean, truly, your music's relevant.
I was lucky. Yeah, I was lucky because a lot of forces came together, the talent, the touring, the record labels, the press, the clubs, places where we had to perform.
Yeah.
And there were many of them in those days. There aren't so many now, but so everybody's performing. You asked about what people are doing. There are so many wonderful young artists playing all over the country. And I don't even know about Europe particularly, but I sure know about the States. And I keep hearing phenomenal artists who are working very hard to maintain their creativity and make a living at it. It's always been hard, but I think it's even harder now.
We have a lot of house concerts and smaller venues here in our area because we are so rural. So I get to hear a lot of really great young music and meet these young musicians. And there really is a group of phenomenal young people coming up right now, I think. So it's really amazing to see. And your father was a radio announcer.
He was a pianist, a singer, a performer, and had a 30-year radio career, an entertainer, and very, very gifted man.
Singing. Oh, on the radio.
Live shows with guests and live music and talks of politics. And it was something that happened, the golden age of radio, around the circa late 50s, 60s, even the 70s, I think.
And I just would like to mention your husband, who's also an artist, because he's sharing you with the world. Will you say something about him for the listeners?
He's a designer. His work is pretty well known. He designed the Korean Memorial Veterans Monument on the Mall in Washington, D.C., as well as many other things. So Louis Nelson has his own place in his career of choice.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Just an amazing amazing memorial, truly.
Yeah.
And you've got a really amazing Facebook page. And one thing I noticed is you go to more birthday parties than probably anyone else.
Yeah, I love to celebrate the birthdays.
It's really fun how you post those pictures for everyone to see. It's really fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in to KHSU this morning, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And we're going to see you in town at the end of the month. And
great.
If there's anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, find a way to laugh sometime during the day. I think it'll help all of us to get through this.
I really appreciate that, Judy. And you're an inspiration, and I congratulate you on a life well lived. And I wish you really all the very best.
Thank you so much. And thanks for taking the time, and I'll see you in Eureka.
Okay, we'll look forward to it. Have a really great day.
Thank you, dear. Bye.
Bye-bye.